You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Friday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight, low temperature around 40 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy and a chance of showers in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Daytime high, about 70 degrees. Saturday night, more rain in the forecast, overnight lows in the 40s. And for Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers in the morning, then breezy and cooler, the daytime high temperatures in the mid-40s. Topping Friday's local news, the Niagara County Drug Task Force teamed up with the Erie County Sheriff's Department and conducted a major raid in both Lockport and in Buffalo, and they say they've ended up with one of the largest seizures of methamphetamines ever. Deputies said 42 pounds of the meth were confiscated, along with 11 pounds of suspected fentanyl, 5 pounds of cocaine, and also what was believed to be a stolen shotgun. One Buffalo resident, Michael Hatton, was charged during that raid and was turned over to federal authorities for charges there. Other details concerning that raid were not immediately released, but deputies said the operation culminated a 4-month investigation. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris Moore, the local appliance repairman, will come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. A great price for a great repairman. We'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and yours a very happy and safe holiday. With a reminder, in the future, if you have a problem with an appliance, give him a call. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. From our news tip line, city crews have been spotted using hot patch and filling potholes throughout the city, and authorities tell us the rented pothole killer's on the way and is expected here in a few weeks to help out. That rented machine is brought in each year and is credited with blowing debris out of the potholes for better adhesion before filling them and compacting the new mix. Authorities tell us that makes the patch last longer, and word is because of the extremely harsh winter we had this year, with the thawing and freezing, road crews tell us it's going to take some time to catch up on patching those craters. But authorities say, don't despair, they are working on it. City firemen made a return call to the 1700 block of Pierce Avenue on Thursday evening after a fire earlier in the day rekindled. Firemen attempted to extinguish that fire earlier, which they say is believed to have started in the kitchen area. Their first call was just before 1 p.m., but a few hours later, they were called back when smoke was spotted coming from the structure again. That was around 5:15 in the afternoon. Authorities said because of the construction of the building, apparently some hot embers were in the wall and were able to spread up to the attic and begin to burn again. No injuries were reported in connection with the fire, and authorities tell us that even though the house was condemned at an earlier date, there were some people still living in the building who made it out safely, and they're now being helped by the Red Cross. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you Monday through Friday by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off May. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that care about you and your family. And if you want, they'll deliver your prescriptions free of charge. Want details? Call them at 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, where they really do care, and take this opportunity to wish you and yours a very happy and safe Easter. Elsewhere in the news, the Niagara Falls City Council and county legislators are spearheading an effort to remove flavored and menthol cigarettes and tobacco products off the shelves in the city. Niagara Falls City Council Chairman Brian Archie told us that enticing customers with flavored tobaccos and vapes only encourages people to use the product, especially those who are young, making it seem pleasant or more attractive to try them out. But it's commonly known the use of tobacco and other related items are dangerous and can cause addiction and serious health problems that may not be felt for a number of years. Authorities are telling us that about 17% of high school students still smoke and use tobacco products, and officials say that number is unacceptable. In some cases, tobacco products and vapes have reportedly been promoted as ice cream, bubble gum, or cotton candy flavored, but they still possess a very reasonable health concern. Chairman Archie said their group is working together to try and combat this dangerous trend, and hopefully soon we'll figure out a way to discourage store owners from displaying and selling these products in their stores, especially to younger customers. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a two-vehicle accident that happened on Niagara Falls Boulevard at Ward Road on Thursday night. Possible injuries reported there. Deputies and St. Johnsburg volunteers were on the scene of that incident. And a little earlier on Thursday, a vehicle slammed into a utility pole on the Chattagee Road in Wilson. South Wilson and Wilson volunteers, along with the Sheriff's Department, reported unknown injuries there. You know, in the past, some folks laughed at Dingus Day, but not in Buffalo or North Tonawanda, and this year there's no exception. North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylik tells us he's looking forward to Dingus Day this year, starting with the parade at 5 p.m. at Oliver and Thompson Street in NT, winding its way to the Canal Side Pavilion on the Tonawanda side, where a giant block party will take place. Tylik said on both the North Tonawanda and Tonawanda sides of the bridge, there'll be traditional Polish food, drink, and music, and at the Dom Polski Hall in NT. Tylik says it's your chance to be Polish for the day and a great way to celebrate Dingus Day in style. And he hopes you'll join him on both sides of the bridge, Tonawanda and North Tonawanda, on Monday the 6th, Dingus Day 2026. And finally, City Public Works Director Ken Tompkins and former councilman here is in the progress once again of preparing for his annual Field of Flags presentation that is featured every year, displaying over 800 flags in Hyde Park near the Veterans Memorial. Tompkins said it's to honor the men and women who have served in the armed forces and have sacrificed a lot to protect our freedom. He said the event is sponsored in part by the John Fiore Foundation, and he's now looking for volunteers and donations to help make this year's presentation bigger and better. If you'd like to help out the cause and show your gratitude to the veterans, you could send a donation to the John Fiore Foundation at 2929 Moore Road in Ransomville in zip code 14131, or you can contact Ken Tompkins directly at 716-940-7029. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, the Link simulators are still open for you to keep that golf game sharp. And when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on niagaradio.net on the hour and half hour, or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser, or for your convenience on Facebook when you enter niagaradio.net in their search bar. It's local news, unbiased, fair, and free from Niagara Radio. With a reminder, on weekends, holidays, or overnight, if major news breaks out, we'll break in and tell you about it here on the Real Niagara Radio. And from Niagara Radio, have a safe, happy, and blessed Easter. I'm Sal Panessa.